Hello, lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in for this month's Life Note, January 2021, Health and Fitness Month, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, as usual, and today's Life Note is The Primal Blueprint by Mark Sisson. As always, let's begin with a quote. Mark's intent of this work is to show you the immense personal powers you have to control your health and fitness destiny, and to give you the tools to reprogram your genes, reshape your physique, and enjoy a long, healthy, energetic, and productive life. Core concept. Emulating the lives of our ancestors, the Primal Blueprint keeps it simple. 10,000 years ago, about 2 million years of natural selection culminated to give rise to the ultimate human being. These humans were bigger, stronger, and in many ways healthier than their modern-day counterpart, making them the human lifestyle role models presented in this book. While our worlds could not be more different, the genes of primal humans and those of modern humans are still essentially the same. As a result, what worked for them will work for us. Sisson extracts the key components of this primal lifestyle and synthesizes them down to construct the 10 primal blueprint laws to healthy living and optimal gene expression. In today's Life Note, we're going to give a summary of all 10 of those laws. So let's dive right in. Primal Blueprint Law Number 1. Eat plants and animals. This law encompasses exactly what it states. You should eat plants and animals. Our ancestors' diets consisted solely of these two food groups, from which they received all of the protein, fat, carbohydrates, and other necessary nutrients they needed to sustain life. If it was good enough for them, it's good enough for us. According to the Primal Blueprint, vegetables, fruits, herbs, and spices should represent our main source of healthy carbohydrates, while animal foods offer the best forms of healthy fat and protein. Instead of the highly processed, prepackaged options people so often reach for, Sisson suggests that we do a little extra legwork to ensure we get the highest quality plant and animal products. Locally grown, organic, in-season products are just the ticket. Do a little research on your community to find a farmer's market or co-op in your area to procure the freshest ingredients to fuel your new lifestyle. Blueprint Law Number 2. Avoid poisonous things. Thousands of years ago, toxic food agents took the form of poisonous berries and other plants. Today, these toxic foods consist of human-made products that are foreign to your genes and disturb the normal, healthy function of your body when ingested. Sisson lists the obvious offenders such as sugars, sodas, chemically altered fats, heavily processed, packaged, fried, and preserved foods, but insists that the more treacherous dietary poisons come in the form of cultivated grain foods. These foods include, but are not limited to, wheat, rice, corn, and legumes. They cause insulin in the bloodstream to spike, and this spike causes glucose to be removed so rapidly that it results in a sugar crash. Additionally, as it's insulin's job to transport nutrients out of the bloodstream and into the muscle, liver, and fat cell storage depots, its excessive presence impedes the release of stored body fat for use as energy. You simply cannot reduce body fat on a diet that stimulates high levels of insulin production. Law number 3. Move frequently at a slow pace. Our primal ancestors spent many hours a day moving around at a low-level aerobic pace. Sisson advocates emulating this model to achieve optimal health and fitness levels. Instead of spending hours at the gym doing intense cardio or strength training, the Primal Blueprint exercise regimen calls for 2 to 5 hours per week of low-intensity movement, more if your health and schedule permits. And this exercise can consist of things like walking, hiking, cycling, or swimming. In addition to preventing over-exercising and burnout, this low-level aerobic activity stimulates a host of health benefits, including increased fat metabolism, improved cardiovascular function, stronger immune system, improved musculoskeletal system, and increased levels of energy. Primal Blueprint Law Number 4. Lift heavy things. Sisson insists that conventional wisdom strength training concept is flawed. Instead of following a strict regimen that calls for strenuous workouts several days per week, you can achieve your best results and avoid exhaustion and burnout from a sporadic pattern of brief, intense workouts lasting no more than 30 minutes. Additionally, it is important to focus on real human movements, such as lunges, push-ups, planks, and other body weight resistance exercises, instead of isolations on gym machines that typically have a very narrow range of motion. Law number 5, sprint once in a while. While for the most part, our primal ancestors spent their days moving at a slower pace, some occasions called for an all-out sprint, like running to avoid being killed. Our exercise routines should also make room for the occasional sprint session. Sisson points out that, quote, "Modern research confirms the primal blueprint premise. The occasional series of short, intense bursts can have a more profound impact on overall fitness, and especially weight loss, than a medium-paced jog lasting several times as long," end quote. Sprinting increases metabolic rate and appetite suppression, develops more calorie-burning lean muscle tissue, and improves insulin sensitivity. These workouts should be conducted sporadically when energy levels are high, as intensity is the key. Primal Blueprint Law Number 6, get adequate sleep. Sounds simple enough, right? Well, wrong. For many people, this is perhaps the most difficult law to abide by. Our bodies are programmed to adhere to the rising and setting of the sun. However, the modern world has made it nearly impossible to align our sleeping patterns with the circadian rhythm. Luckily, there are some measures you can take to ensure you're getting enough sleep. To make sure you're getting the optimum amount of high-quality sleep, you should create a sleeping environment that is free of distractions, follow consistent bed and wake times, wind down the night before bed, and ease yourself out of the day, and of course, eat and drink a lot of the right stuff. Blueprint Law Number 7, play. Believe it or not, the psychological benefits of playtime are profound and integral to a person's well-being. There's even a direct relationship to work productivity. Set aside some time every week to pursue an activity that you enjoy, whether it's playing a pickup game of basketball in the park or taking a pottery class. These endeavors will lower stress levels, enhance your enjoyment of life, improve your health, and even quench your thirst for challenge and adventure. Law number 8, get adequate sunlight. Conventional wisdom tells us it's crucial that we lather on SPF before setting foot into the sun. And while sun exposure can be a real threat, Sisson argues that this threat is overstated, that in fact our bodies need to see the sun. Exposing large surface areas of your body, like your arms, back, chest, and legs, to the sun for about half the amount of time that it takes to get a slight burn can lead to a variety of health benefits because it prompts your body to synthesize adequate amounts of vitamin D. Blueprint Law Number 9, avoid stupid mistakes. Our primal ancestors had a much lower margin for error when it came to making stupid mistakes. With no warning signs or caution labels, they always had to practice hypervigilance to ensure survival. Today we are shielded and warned of any manner of danger that may come our way, and yet we still manage to get ourselves into trouble. Sisson drives it home when he writes, quote, "You must practice your hardwired, evolution-perfected skills of hypervigilance and risk management to navigate successfully through even the mundane elements of daily life," end quote. It is important to be alert and aware in order to prevent unnecessary suffering and ensure longevity. And finally, Primal Blueprint Law Number 10, use your brain. Last, but most certainly not least, we must use our brains. In the world of Google and smartphones, our ability to use our brains to their maximum effectiveness has been compromised. Instead of falling victim to technology, use it to your advantage while still engaging in complex thought. Additionally, it is important to keep challenging your brain by learning something new or pursuing new adventures. These are the 10 primal blueprint laws that will help you reprogram your genes to make you a fat-burning machine. While these rules may seem a bit overwhelming, Sisson assures readers that if you stick to the program at least 80% of the time, after all, nobody's perfect, you will end up seeing the results that you so desperately desire. I hope you enjoyed spending this time with me. This Life Note was a little bit different, but boy, was it packed with great information. We'll be back next month with even more wisdom, and every month after that, going through all 12 categories. Thank you so much. I hope you have an extraordinary day out there, everybody. We'll see you next time.